Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, on a rainy Tuesday afternoon, December. Awesome to be here with you. Wojo, good to see you. Aaron Knight, people are starting to line up. Eric, good to see you. So we have a great Facebook Live for you this afternoon. I'm just going to go over here and check one thing. I'll be right back. All right, here we go. We are ready for Facebook Live. It's going to be a great, great Facebook Live today. I'm very, very inspired. I'm going to be in Yonkers, New York this Saturday. Now, this is the last speaking event of 2019. I'm very inspired to go back into full speaking in 2020. I took a couple months off. Yes, I took a couple months off speaking. This last couple months, I didn't speak my normal schedule in November and December as I got married here at the very last Saturday of November. So moving into January and February and March, I will be back in the field. I will be in Kansas City, St. Louis, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I'll be coming to Saddlebrook, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Those are some of the events that I will start booking immediately. I'm really looking forward to it. I've had a breakthrough in some health issues I've been having, and I'm really, really inspired to scale next level of business in 2020. So very, very, very inspired. Now, for those of you who attended Breakthroughs to Success, December 1, 26th, what an event. Now, if you have not attended Breakthroughs to Success and you are a coaching client of mine, I mean, I cannot convey to you what happens at that event. What I will tell you, though, it is the quantum physics event. So I facilitate this event, and I assist people really to next levels, like you heard of scale of business. Well, I scale your consciousness with you. So that event is a way to really scale your consciousness. And if you've coached with me more than once, so if you've hired me at least twice, or you hired me and came to Protégé Quantum Consciousness event, you may repeat breakthroughs free. So that is absolutely a game-changing event. Now, I have been scaling my consciousness, so the event you may have attended 3 years ago is not going to be the event you reattend, because I'm at an all-time peak in my level of consciousness. So do yourself a service and get your ass not only in a chair, get your ass to breakthroughs to success as soon as possible. The next event is in March. And the people are showing up at these events. Oh, my God. I mean, the people are showing up. And my database is not filled with network marketers. My database is filled with quantum healers, network marketers, direct sales superstars, real estate investors, millionaires, millionaires, people who are in recovery, sobriety. So when you come to that collective consciousness, you are in alignment with people who are absolutely going where you are going. So when you come to that event, it will be a game-changing event. Ask Teresa Humphrey. She was there with me. Jesse Johnson is on the call today. Matt Smith. Tiffany Albertson. So keep that in relativity. Also, I have found the absolute ideal millionaire apprentice. I've had great millionaire apprentices because I continue to evolve. I can continue to attract what I evolve. And I have a long list of them that have, well, short list of millionaire apprentices, some of which have gone on and become very successful entrepreneurs themselves. Dylan Albertson is in that list of people I've attracted, and Dylan absolutely is in alignment with me. So when you come to that event, you'll be in the right place at the right time. Now, moving forward in today's content, yes, now his mom, Tiffany Albertson, is on the Facebook Live today. And Tiffany, I didn't say that for you. I said that because Dylan is the man. He is exceptional. So I'm going to move into the inspirational sports portion of today's Facebook Live. So today's content is called Setting Clearly Defined Boundaries. Now, what that means is whatever it means to you, because there's not a rule book on clearly defined boundaries. They may be like this, they may be like this, they may be like this, or they may be like this. You determine what that means. Now, that means that you address shame and guilt. So shame is what's happened to you. It's how you internalize what's happened to you, and it's what you hold on to about you. Guilt is what someone did to you. So what someone put on you, how someone guilted you, how you had to, I know your mother's challenging, but your mother's not right. Your mother's not well. Take care of your mother. Well, when someone tells that to a child, when they're 9, 10, and 11, that means they're robbing them of their innocence. It means that all of a sudden the child becomes the therapist. It means you've been guilted into being codependent. And so the boundaries that you want to start to establish and understand is if you've been conditioned to be a caretaker, if you've been conditioned to be an enabler, an over-obligator, and you put more energy into others. Now, once again, this is in context. It means you have to determine what it means. It means whatever it means to you. That doesn't mean you stop caring about people. It doesn't mean you stop giving great service. It doesn't mean you don't offer great value, but it means that you stop over-obligating yourself and you start to establish boundaries. Now, there's a lot of guilt and pressure put on families because families that guilt together stay together. And then there's also the really good families and there's the families that are really dysfunctional. Once again, this is going to be your responsibility to determine between what is normal, what is good, what is dysfunctional, what an addiction is in these situations. But here's something I will say. If you have a family that uses guilt to control you and then you resent the guilt that you're controlled in, well, that would be dysfunction. So you determine and understand there's some boundaries. So if you have a job and your boss continually asks you or makes you or guilts you to do things that you don't get compensated for and then you resent him or her, well, that would be a boundary that you want to establish. And clearly defined boundaries doesn't mean that you take your shirt off. I'd give my shirt off the back and give it to anyone. Well, once again, you want to establish what does that actually mean. And so with me, when people ask me if I can do certain things and I say, I appreciate the offer, but it's not happening for me. And if they continue to persist, I will block them, unfriend them, let them go, not respond to them, because it's going to be their responsibility to understand that I'm not interested. And then when I'm not interested, I let people know I'm not interested. I am not an over-obligator. I'm not a giver. I'm not a server. I give great value. I offer great service. And I have clearly defined boundaries on where I can devote my time. I'm a recovering enabler over obligator. I am actually in a 12-step program called Al-Anon and have attended many events and have read the book Codependent No More. It means that I have codependent tendencies. By conditioning, I'm an alcoholic, drug addict, sex addict in recovery. And then codependency was also a sideline addiction that I perpetuated over and over. Now in today's recovery, 32 years drugs and alcohol and another 11 years in the 12 step of Al-Anon, CODA, and codependency, I have very clearly defined boundaries. And I will sometimes go over the line and assist people when it merits it, but I'm very clear on what that means. So what does it actually mean to understand your boundaries? Well, it's not black and white. There's gray to it. That's for you to determine. But what you want to be clear on is how you tend to give your time away and then you come last. And how you do things at the last minute because how overwhelmed you are. If you're unorganized, undisciplined, and you spend a lot of time taking care of other people's requirements, taking care of other people, and then you're scrambling at the end to try and pull it off, and you actually do pull it off, because you become skilled at pulling it off, well, that would be a hint that there's probably some dysfunction in this model that you have. So a clearly defined boundary, the first situation you look at is guilt. How many situations do I do that the emotion that drives me is guilt? And if it's a lot, then you want to have to take a really good look at it. The book Codependent No More has a chapter called Detachment, Chapter 5. It is one of the best chapters ever written in recovery, sobriety, personal development, self-improvement, quantum physics that I have ever read. And then if you read anything by David Hawkins, now if you don't have Hawkins on your nightstand, on the side of your desk, in your bookshelves, here's a couple of books that I highly recommend that you purchase by David Hawkins. He's the most prolific writer, from my perception, on the history of consciousness. No one writes on consciousness like Hawkins. The book Letting Go is a game changer. All of his books, they reference the scale of consciousness, and then emotions below 200 cycles a second, and then emotions and energy above 200 cycles a second. He breaks down guilt in a lot of his chapters. Guilt is a very misunderstood topic. It's seldom ever written about. There aren't that many books on it. Shame and guilt, there's very little written on it. There's very little written on apathy and grief and the lower levels of energy that a large percent of society transmutes their feelings in, and then it becomes a mixed message. And mixed message means you're not clear in your communication. That's why kinda, sorta, uh-huh, yeah, okay, yeah, no, no, yeah, no when they mean yes, I guess, and I don't know. This is a very common and prevalent communication style that people transmute their feelings in. And Karen Gaynor says, love this clearly defined boundary. So Karen, who you can be today, you can be a woman who has clearly defined boundaries. And it means that you're certain about who you are. It means you don't live in doubt. It means you're very clear on what you're committed to. And when you tell yourself you're going to prospect at 2 o'clock this afternoon, your ego doesn't find some way to distract you and all of a sudden you're at the refrigerator or you're vacuuming the carpet because you have clearly defined boundaries. Now, clearly defined boundaries also means that you have a way that you operate. You have a daily method of operation and you operate in that. Now, if you followed me around, I use an at-a-glance day timer. I've been using an at-a-glance day timer since the early 90s. I buy a new one every single year. I buy the same one every single year. And I'm to the minute on it. And people go, you're rigid. And I'll go, you're broke. I'm not rigid at all. I have clearly defined boundaries. I understand what I'm capable of. I lay it out daily. I operate off a schedule daily. I have a system, a method. I'm very detail-oriented. I'm very, very clear on who I am, what I expect of myself, and what I'm capable of, and I don't over-obligate myself. I don't set any big goals. I don't want to make a difference. I don't talk like this. I mean, I'm very simple. I'm organized. I'm detailed. I'm methodical, and I offer great service and great value. I don't get way out and think about things like I want to change people's lives. I want to make a difference. Now, if that happens, that's all cool, but that's not the purpose. My purpose is to offer great service and great value and continue to raise my value every day, every year that I'm capable of improving myself. Now, because I'm human, I know that I'm going to have temporary lapses in judgment. That's a term from the great Jim Rohn. I saw Jim Rohn speak numerous times, hired him to speak for me on 4 different occasions, and shared the stage with him on 1 occasion. So the clearer you are, the more you understand. Now, what many non-people in recovery. Now, people in recovery typically live in a state of denial. And in denial, you will lie to yourself a lot. That doesn't mean you're a liar, but it means you'll go, I don't know, I don't understand. Well, if you coach with me, you will start to understand very quickly because I will give you insight and cause and effect based on my interpretation of why you do what you do and what you do. And the more you understand that letting go is a skill and it means separate feelings from events. This is how you start to establish boundaries. If guilt has been an emotion that has ruled your emotional state most of your life, then you're going to perpetuate the same situation over and over and create a similar outcome. And then you're going to, I don't know why I do this. I don't know why I eat the cheesecake. I planned to build my business today, and I just don't understand how my day got away from me. My husband called me, and now I'm running errands for him all day. Well, it's because you have clearly defined boundaries. When you have clearly defined boundaries, when you're clear, it means clarity. It means that you're able to say, I'll consider it, but I'm not going to commit to it. And if you're thank you for the opportunity, but I'm going to pass today. I get asked to be on Zoom calls, recorded calls, and all kinds of situations. I'm pretty standard on this. If it's not a live Facebook Live, I'm not doing it. Why? Because I've never done a Zoom call that ever got a result after the fact. I've found that I'm most effective in a live forum, and it just doesn't, so I don't do Zoom calls. And I don't typically do Facebook Lives with a lot of people because I don't have the time for it. I have a coaching schedule that dictates a lot of my schedule, and a lot of my money comes from coaching. And I have repeat customers, I have clearly defined boundaries, and I don't take speaking engagements. I every single day on LinkedIn, someone who wants to sell me leads for coaches says, hop on, jump on. I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Don't talk to me like that. Don't tell me to hop on a Zoom call because I'm not hopping on anything. That's not what I'm not a hopper. I mean, if you want to speak to me, I've actually sent my phone number to some of these people and no one's ever called me back. They want me to go to their calendar. Go to my calendar and schedule a call and we'll hop on a call and I'll show you how to create coaching leads. I doubt it. Because if you were really clearly defined about it, you wouldn't be hopping on a call. And so that's to me, that's a tell, that's a sign, that's a signal. Someone recently contacted me wanting to speak in Las Vegas, and I said, and he wanted me to hop on a call. And I said, with the owner. And I, well, before I hop on the call with an owner, I have a few questions for you. He couldn't answer any of the questions, so I'm not hopping on a call. And I could pretty much tell what that would be. I don't really care if I'm, they wanted me, actually wanted me to speak in a mansion in Scottsdale, Arizona. I don't require to speak in a mansion. I'd rather speak in a hotel any day. I don't care about the mansion. I mean, maybe that might be sexy to someone else, but I have clearly defined boundaries. If I can't fly into a city, stay in a hotel close to the airport, if they don't know my speaking time, if they don't know what I'm going to be compensated, meaning are you going to pay me or do I have to pay for my own expenses? Do I have to give up table sales or do I get to keep my table sales? Is there a speaking fee involved? I mean, these are boundaries. I asked clearly defined questions, and so I didn't hop on that call with that person. I'm not a hopper. And the more you understand, the way people communicate will also dictate the outcome. And when you're able to separate your feelings from events, when you're very clear in your own clarity, when you have a vision of the outcome, when you know who you are and know what you're capable of, then you won't overwhelm yourself. You won't perpetuate the same set of feelings over and over to create a similar outcome. Understood? So when someone wants me to speak in a remote city somewhere, it's not going to happen. I mean, it just is because it's the degree of difficulty is too difficult for me. If I can't fly direct and I can't get a limousine to a separate city in less than an hour, I'm not doing it because it's just not in my routine. I'm very routine. I'm very organized. I'm very methodical. Those are clearly defined boundaries. And the more you understand this for yourself, the clearer you become. When you start to have a set of priorities, when you operate in a system, when you have a routine, then you're not all over the map, flitting and floating around. That's what many people do, is they flit. They just flit over here and they flit, F-L-I-T, flit, F-L-I-T. I'll spell it for you. That's what many people do, is they flit around because they do not have any clarity. Aaron Knight says, I have the ability to create my own boundaries has been a huge breakthrough for me. Now, Aaron is a top-tier coaching client of mine. Aaron has not attended Breakthroughs to Success. I know that's on his horizon. Aaron is an exceptional man who he and I are both connected by recovery. And here's what many people do. They flit. And I've really assisted Aaron to understand this, that he has clearly defined boundaries. So write this word down, F-L-I-T. And if you are one of those, then moving to the recovery means you're a recovering flitter. And what people flit is means they flip and flop. They just flip and flop all over. Now let's look at the schedule I have for today's Facebook Live. There's some key points on here. Setting your priorities. Now what does that mean? Okay, well, setting the priorities is good, but are you following through on them? What many people do is they write down goals. They spend a great deal of time writing down goals. People are actually shocked when they ask me, do you write down goals? Actually, I don't. I don't write down goals. I accomplish them. It's a lot easier for me to accomplish the goal than it is to write it down. Now, I know that sounds contradictory. There's nothing wrong with writing down goals, but with me, I'm clearly defined. I see the goal. I'm a lot simpler than people think I am. I'm a very simple, small-town boy. I'm from Clarinda, Iowa, and Maryville, Missouri. They're very close together. Clarinda's on the Iowa side of Iowa, and Maryville, Missouri is right below the Missouri, up in northwest Missouri, up in that corner. That's right above Kansas City and very close to Omaha. That's where I'm from. Small town boy. That's where I am. I live a very non-complicated, organized, detailed, systematic life. And I do have a lot of duties and a lot of obligations. I do have multiple properties and I have lots of interest. I mean, I collect a lot of collectibles. I create assets. I have fun. I have cars, sports memorabilia, and situations like this, but I have someone who handles that for me. I don't overwhelm myself with it. My focus is spent in two situations. My focus is spent in production and relaxation. I just recently got married to the love of my life, Jonaina Freitas. I'm going on a honeymoon in 2 weeks, and there will be no coaching. It will be RT time, relax time. So I'm looking forward to that. And when I come back, it will be PT time, produce time. But I also have clearly defined boundaries. There's a certain time every night that I am done. I went out for a drive with my wife last night. I watched Blue Bloods. I'm a Blue Bloods binger. I watched the show Blue Bloods. I'm watching all 10 seasons right now nightly. So I'm in season 4. Oh, my God, the acting in that. Tom Selleck crushes it. The writing style of that show. Now, I've also watched Bosch. I watched I watched Justified. I'm a binge watcher of TV. I do watch TV. I have very clear boundaries on TV. I watch 1 hour a night. And then on Sundays and Saturdays, I follow college football and the NFL, the National Football League. So I have many interests. I have many movies. I love movies. So let me say that. But I dedicate that time. I'm not watching movies in the afternoon. I watch movies after 9 o'clock at night. I watch television after 9 o'clock at night with my wife. That's dedicated blocks of time. I eat at a set time, 1 o'clock every single day. That's a dedicated block of time. I prospect at a set time, dedicated block of time. I get up at a set time. I exercise at a set time, dedicated block of time. I didn't miss my workout today because I'm so overwhelmed. That does not happen to me. I am very routine, systemized, detailed, and organized. Some people go, "You're neurotic." And I go, "You're broke because you have no system." I'm not neurotic at all. I have a system. Amy Gantz says, "Blue Blood." I'm going to check it out. Yeah, so Amy Gilbert is going to be coming to Amy and Tom Gilbert are coming to my event this weekend. Tom is a New York City or is a Long Island police officer. Love you, Tom and Amy. So looking forward to seeing them. So clearly defined time. So who else is on the Facebook today? So looking very, very forward to breaking through with many of you this forthcoming year. I mean, unequivocally, this is going to be your year. Say it. 2020 is my year. Say it. 2020 is my year. And when you start to believe that and live it, then you will not be denied. So creating an effective mindset. So to have boundaries requires you to let go of your anxiety. You're like, "Oh my God, that's too rigid. I can't set a schedule." You're right. You can't set a schedule because you wing it. If you can't set a schedule, then how can you schedule anything? You can't. You require AIC time, ass in the chair time, lead generation time, creating leads. If you have a team, you dedicate time to team building. You can't just wing this. It's dedicated like this. It's dedicated blocks of time, systematic approach to the details of your enterprise. Being productive. If you're not productive, that means that you're busy. That's what many people, they look at you, you're really busy. I am not busy at all. I am very productive. There's a big separation between busyness and being productive. Scheduling your time, learning to adapt and adjust. Now, I adapt and adjust all the time because situations happen. Like right now, my assistants are on my garage roof and they're inside the garage because there was a water leak. And my car has been moved. It's at another location. I'm adapting and adjusting because the routine is being upset because of a situation. Well, situations happen all of the time, and that means in flexibility, you can adapt and adjust rather than going into fight or flight. So I have routines, but I'm very skilled at being able to adapt to the situation for what it is. And so I have people who they cancel a coaching session. Well, I have a waiting list, and I'll move someone into it cancels coaching session. I do everything like this. So being able to have dedicated blocks of time means you also become very skilled at being a multitasker. Multitasking means you're not overwhelmed. I can't multitask. When you say that, say multitasking is the skill. I personally believe that I can create more than most of society multitasking, than most people can create in a day. In 5 minutes, I'm very good at like this. I'm very fast. I'm very systematic. I'm organized. And I don't lose my composure. This is a skill set that you could learn by always letting go. If you're always letting go, then you're not attached. If you're always letting go, you're able to move on. It means you don't linger. You don't hold on. You don't think, process, analyze. Your egoic mind doesn't get in the way. It means you're able to adapt and adjust and focus on solutions. You're able to focus on results. You're able to focus on relaxation in a very relaxed body. These are skill sets that will allow you to adapt and adjust. So Cynthia Dombrowski says, 2020 is my year. Yes, working on creating blocks of time. Linda Poulin says, is my wonderful year. By the way, don't forget to watch It's a Wonderful Life this year. It is a great metaphor. Frank Capra produced that movie in 1943. It was not a box office success, yet it became one of the number one watch movies of all time. I love Clarence the Earth Angel when he jumps in the river to save Jimmy Stewart's life. It is a very, very, very good movie to watch, and has many, many metaphors for recovery, sobriety, personal development, self-improvement, and then owning a business. So living a good life, I mean, what does that really mean? Living a good life means you live a good life in a relaxed body. You're free of guilt and free of shame. You live in conscious awareness. You understand, you know, you're here, you're now, and you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And you're able to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. These are skill sets that you can master by being here and being now. And if you are anywhere in the White Plains, let's see, White Plains, Yonkers, Rybrook, New York area, New York City, New Jersey, Connecticut, I'm going to be in the East Coast this Saturday with Diane Hunt Hughes. Now, Diane is an exceptional woman who I am honored to be able to share the stage with. And I know we'll have a really good turnout and attendance this Saturday. I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, January 18th. I'm going to start booking my schedule. When I come back from Hawaii, I'm going to line up January, February, and March. The next Breakthroughs to Success will be in March. Normally it's in February, but I've cut back to have three Breakthroughs to Success this year and one Protege Writer Speakers Workshop. So this is Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I will be hosting a Facebook Live tonight at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If there's ever a topic that you specifically want me to cover for you, send me a message in Facebook Messenger, and I will consider the options and consider one of the topics that I could cover for you at midnight specifically for you. If you're a first-time watcher to this More Heart Than Talent, I also have a closed group, private group called Sobriety Consciousness. Go up there and find it and request interest. The content in that group is exceptional. The content writing, oh my God. There's a group of people, a lot of sobriety in that group, a lot of newcomers also breaking through. So that's Sobriety Consciousness, and you can definitely be a part of that group. So a lot of people have said, oh my God, your energy's changed since you've been married. Really? That's good. That's good. Thank you for the compliments. If that's what you believe, I accept that because I am going to crush it this next year with you. Let's get a 12-ounce can of Orange Crush, pour out the horrific sticky orange soda, wash the can out, hold it up, and then crush it, because that's what 2020 is going to be for us. And you can use this affirmation, 2020. Now it's 2020 vision. 2020 is my crush year. That's the year that you're going to crush it. And in really being able to articulate that, look how you say it in the mirror. Crush it. Crush it. I mean, in a very relaxed body, I'm crushing it. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call from me, go ahead and send me a message. And wow, the leads are pouring in from one of my lead vendors for free coaching. It's amazing. Thank you very much, Gary Rieger, who has been my new lead vendor, and he is absolutely providing some great leads for me through some of his services. I'll have Gary on one of these Facebook Lives very, very soon. Incidentally, Gary just attended Breakthroughs to Success with his wife, Alicia, and has also attended the Protege Quantum Consciousness event. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Honored to be here with you on Tuesday, More Heart Than Talent. You have a great day.